From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The head of the organic grocery company Whole Foods has been caught touting his company and trashing a competitor in anonymous writings on the internet. Using a pseudonym, Whole Foods CEO John Mackey said a competitor's stock price was too high and that it had no future. Now he's trying to buy that rival. And as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, legal and business experts say Mackey's behavior is unethical and embarrassing.
He wrote under the screen name Rehotib, an anagram for the name of his wife, Deborah, and he posted to a chat group on Yahoo's financial website. Here's Rehotib on Whole Foods competitor, Wild Oats, in April 2005. Quote, Whole Foods is undervalued. Oats is very much overvalued. There is no value in oats. Apparently, Mackey saw some value. Earlier this year, he tried to buy the company for more than $560 million.
I thought it was outrageous.
That's Kim B. Clark, referring to Mackey's behavior. Clark is former dean of Harvard Business School. He said he was surprised a CEO would anonymously bash the stock of a company that he's now trying to purchase. Clark, who's president of Brigham Young University, Idaho, said Mackey has raised big questions about his judgment.
Well, if I was on his board, he wouldn't be the CEO anymore.
In addition to comments about Whole Foods' competitor, Rehotib wrote messages that seem peculiar. Consider this one back in 2000. Quote, while I'm not a Mackey groupie, I do admire what the man has accomplished. And when someone made fun of Mackey's appearance, Rehotib jumped to his defense. Quote, I like Mackey's haircut. I think he's cute. Beyond issues of grooming, there could be legal ones as well. David Reuter used to chair the Securities and Exchange Commission. He said he thought this was mostly a case of poor ethics, but he added that if Mackey provided false information in his writings, he could be held criminally liable for trying to manipulate stocks.
It turns out that these statements are malicious, intentionally designed to affect stock prices, then I think he's in trouble.
Whole Foods would only confirm Mackey wrote some of the postings. It also said opinions in the postings were far less relevant today than when they were written. Mackey blamed the Federal Trade Commission for outing him. The commission is trying to block Whole Foods' purchase of Wild Oats on competitive grounds. It revealed Rehotib's identity in a recent court filing. For his part, Mackey said in a statement that he posted anonymously because, quote, I had fun doing it.
Frankly, I think this raises more issues about this gentleman's sanity than his criminality.
John Coffey's a law professor at Columbia University. He thinks Whole Foods' board should think about the kind of message Mackey's behavior sends.
It looks so out of character for what you expect of the chief executive. You want someone who is a leader, not a gossip. Someone not telling malicious tales, but coming up with business strategies. And I think this all makes him look a little childish.
Coffey also thinks this episode will dog Whole Foods for a long time.
Most people had heard of Whole Foods, but they did not know the name of the chief executive officer. And now when you mention that, they'll remember this story.
After nearly 8 years and more than 1,100 postings, Rehotib signed off last August. In his final note, he tipped his hat to two other posters who had figured him out. He wrote, quote, you were both right about my true identity all along. Congratulations on your cleverness. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.